感谢神，我们在这个主日的上午，我们一起来到神的殿中，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
This morning we come to the presence of God and we think about the we meditate the word of God.
我们大家可以一起来读一处圣经，是在路加福音的23:32-33，还有39-43。
So today we're going to read the book of Luke, chapter 23:32-33, and 39-43.
好，我们大家看到大屏幕，我们可以一起来读。路加福音23:32又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地。就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。感谢神，神的话语我们读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, this is the word of God, and let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, you give your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
And come to looking for those of us that destined to fall and to death.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我们担负我们的罪，接受了罪的刑罚。
We thank you that Jesus on the cross, he bare our sin and accept the punishment of sin.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead, buried, and the third day rose from the death.
让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们就罪得赦免。
And just by the faith in Jesus Christ, we have sin forgave.
我们就被主耶稣在十字架上所流出的宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And our sin can be completely cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross.
感谢我们的阿爸父，把你的心意借着圣经赐给我们，向我们显明。
Thank you, Abba Father, you show your will to us through the word of the Bible.
愿圣经的话成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，让我们不在黑暗当中行。
May your word become the lamp of our feet and the light on our path, so we're not walking the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看见主耶稣被钉十字架的时候呢，在他左边、右边分别有一个强盗跟他一起钉十字架。
We see there's two thieves. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, there's two thieves who was crucified with him, one on his right hand, one on His left hand.
有一个强盗是第一个被主耶稣亲自带到乐园去的。
And one of them actually is the first one that Jesus bring him to the paradise.
我们知道，当主耶稣回到天家的时候，天使都在欢呼欢迎。这时候，主耶稣带了他的一个同伴来。
And we know when Jesus go back to the heaven, and all the angel were joyful, cheer up, but Jesus actually bringing one with him.
那么主耶稣所亲自第一个带到天堂里的这一位在这个世界上，他不是一个什么伟大的人物。
And the one that Jesus first bring with him to the paradise is not some people on earth is a great person.
他也不是什么道德楷模、道德模范。
Is not like a model for the moral standard.
他更不是什么大富翁。
Of course, he's not a rich man.
他相反是一个邪恶的罪人。
Actually, he is a very wicked, a criminal.
所以我们要知道，这是主耶稣第一个亲自带到天堂里的这一位， 他在世上的时候，他是一个非常充满各种罪的罪人，可怕的罪人。
So that's very important we keep in mind. The first person that Jesus bring him with him to the paradise is a very wicked criminal on earth.
所以这告诉我们，如果我们今天我们认为我们可以靠自己的功劳，靠自己的优秀，靠自己的所谓的好行为，我们可以换取天堂的话，那么我们就要小心了。
So this actually let us be aware that if today we think by our own virtue, by our own excellent work, we can earn the heaven, then we'll be very careful about this.
因为天国里不是这样的人。
Because in the heaven, there's not such a person.
没有人可以在上帝面前称义。
No one can be justified in front of God.
在上帝眼中，所有人都是罪人。
In God's sight, everyone are sinners.
有些人可以得救，因为他们
can be saved,
因为他们认自己的罪。
Because they confess their sin.
有些人不能得救。
Someone cannot be saved.
不是上帝没有给他们机会。
It's not God did not give them the chance.
是他们不认自己的罪。
Because they are not confess their sins.
这两个跟主耶稣一起被钉在十字架上的强盗，成为所有世人的一个代表。
And this two thief was crucified with Jesus on the cross is actually representative of the, all the mankind.
他们代表了这世界上所有的人。
They represent all people on this earth.
第一个，他代表这世界上所有的人都会经历的一件事情，他们面对死亡。
First of all, they represent the one thing that all the people have to face is that they are facing death at that time.
这个世界上每一个人都不一样。
Everyone is different on this world. On this world.
这个世界上，每个人他拥有的，无论是外在的，无论是内在的，看上去都千差万别。
And in this world, everyone possesses, whether it's outward and inward, they are all quite different.
但事实上，有一件事情每个人都一样。
But one thing is the same for everybody.
公平的临到所有的人。
It's very just fairly to happen to everybody.
无论你诞生在这个世界上任何一个地方，任何一个文化，任何一个文明里，你披着一个什么颜色的皮来到这个世界上。
No matter which civilization, which culture, which what kind of color you were born into this world.
面对一个公平的结局，所有人都会面临死亡。
And we will face the same fair conclusion, which is death.
所以这里让我们看到人的骄傲是非常可笑的一件事情。
So that makes us think that the people, a person's pride is a very laughable thing.
人的狂妄，人的自义是非常愚昧的一件事情。
It is very foolish for people's arrogance and people's self-justification.
耶稣基督说，你哪怕赚取了全世界，你却失去自己的生命，或者说失去自己的灵魂，你有什么益处呢？
And Jesus said, what is the benefit if you earn the whole world, but you lost your soul?
如果我们以我们在这个世界上所拥有的，觉得骄傲，觉得自夸，我们真的非常的可惜。
It's very pity if we boast in what we own in this world, what we possess. It is very pity and foolish.
上帝给每一个人有一个清醒的时刻。
God gave everybody a moment that we should come to our sense.
那这个清醒的时刻，我相信你面对死亡的时刻，你会很清醒。
I think this moment of come to sense is that moment when you face death, you probably come to the sense.
但是非常遗憾的是，有人沉睡的如此的自深，有人的骄傲，有人的狂妄如此的自大，以至于他到面对死亡的那个时刻，他都不能醒过来。
Unfortunately, sometimes we were sucked into the self-righteousness, self-arrogance, so deep that even when we face death, it's still couldn't wake it up.
所以圣经传道书告诉我们，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
In the Ecclesiastics, the Bible told us, for the death is the destiny of everyone, the living should take this into heart.
所以这两个强盗代表世界上所有的人。
So these two thieves actually represent two all people on earth.
他们面对死亡。
When they are all face death.
所有人都面对死亡。
Everyone face death.
那么他们都是罪人。
And they are all sinner. They are all criminal by that time.
圣经告诉我们，所有人都是罪人。
And the Bible told us all have sinned.
罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Book of Romans chapter 3:23 said, "For all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章十节说，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个都没有。
Romans 3:10, as is written, there is none righteous, none.
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价就是死。
And Romans 6:23, for the wage of the thing is death.
所以我们说这两个强盗代表世界上所有的人。
So that's what we said. These two thieves represent all sinners on earth.
都是罪人。
They all sinners.
在上帝的眼中没有一个好人。
In God's sight, there's no good.
没有一个可以靠自己来到上帝面前说，上帝啊，你不能审判我。
No one can come by themselves, come to God, say to God, you cannot judge me.
没有人有这样的资格。
No one have this credential.
因为在上帝的眼中，上帝看到每个人的内心都是罪人。
Because in God's sight, God sees everyone else deep into our heart, know that we are all sin.
所以圣经的话语帮助我们，让我们可以稍微清醒一点。
So Bible actually help us. So help us to come.More clear about ourselves, help us to come to sense.
圣经帮助我们可以稍微清楚的、更加的看到自己。
And the Bible help us to look at ourselves clearly.
这两个罪人，他就代表我。
And these two thieves actually represent me.
他也代表你。
It represents you.
我们都面对死亡。
We all face death.
我们有一天都会面对死亡。
One day we all face death.
无论你今天多么的注意你的身体，多么的注意你的饮食。
No matter today how much you pay attention to your body, to your diet.
有一天你会死。
And one day you will die.
每个人都会死。
The same everyone.
每个人都有罪。
Everyone sin.
无论你告诉自己我是多么好的人啊，我是无罪的人，你在欺骗自己。
No matter how many times you tell yourself how good a person you are, you actually deceive yourself.
有多少你心中的最深的角落，你不希望让别人看到
？And how many place, how many deep corner of your heart you don't want other people to see?
你尤其不希望爱你的被你所爱的人看到。
And especially you don't want people love you and closer to you to see.
但是我们每个人来到上帝面前都是赤裸敞开的。
But everyone who come to God, we are all open.
然后这两个罪人代表着世界上所有的人，他们在经历痛苦。
And also these two thieves represent all the people on earth. They not only face death, they are also experience the sorrow and the pain.
他们钉在十字架上，他们在承受痛苦。
They are crucified on the cross, they are having a pain.
这个世界上每个人都有痛苦。
So, in this world, everyone on earth we go through certain type of suffering and pain.
这个世界上没有一个无忧无虑的人。
There is no person actually. So all the time, there's no worry, nothing.
这个世界上没有一个人可以说我不需要上帝。
And in this world, no one can say I don't need God.
可能他太骄傲了。
Maybe he's too proud.
他说不出这句话。
He cannot say that.
但是他需要上帝。
But he need God.
因为他是一个痛苦的人。
Because he is a person in the sorrow.
圣经告诉我们，罗马书八章二十二节。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
Romans 8:22 said, "We know the whole creation groan and labor with the birth of a pinch together until now."
约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们在世上你们有苦难。
”Book of John 16:33 said, "Jesus said to his disciple, 'In the world you will have a tribulation.'"
这两个罪人代表所有的世人都有痛苦。
These two thieves represented two all the people. We all have a suffering and sorrow, tribulation in our life.
都有苦难。
We have a tribulation.
都需要拯救。
We all need salvation.
都需要医治。
We all need healing.
他们也代表着世界上所有的人有两个结局。
And they also represent all the people on this earth. They have a two ending.
这世界上每一个人要么落入这个永恒的结局当中，要么落入那个永恒的结局当中。
In this world, everyone either follow to the one of the eternal ending or another type of eternal ending.
一个让我们看到是天堂，是乐园。
One we can see is a paradise, it's a heaven.
跟上帝在一起。
And be with God.
一个是永远的灭亡，可怕的地狱。
And the other one is complete destruction and hell.
在那里永远哀哭切齿。
And it will be there, there will be cry.
耶稣说他们再也没有悔改的机会。
And Jesus said there were no longer any chance to be repentant.
这是最痛苦、最绝望的事情。
And it's the most painful and hopeless.Situation.
再也没有悔改的机会了。
There's no more chance.
这两个罪犯当中有我，当中有你。
There's two thieves. There's you and there's me.
但这两个罪犯当然有很多不同的地方。
Of course, there's two thieves. There's a difference there among them.
好，我们再一起来读《路加福音》二十三章三十九节到四十二节。
If we read together again, look at 23:39-42.
三十九节起，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”有那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？”我们是应该的，但我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”所以我们从这几节经文当中可以看到这两个人有很大的不同。
From these two passages, this passage, we can see there's quite different among them.
最终得救的那个犯人他敬畏神，他怕神。
The one criminal actually finally be saved. He fears God. He honors God.
那个藐视耶稣、嘲笑耶稣的人，那个得救的犯人说：“你不怕神吗？”
And the other one had despised Jesus and laughed at Jesus. And the one said to him, "said Do you not fear God?"
所以这让我们看见他们一个第一个最大的不同，一个敬畏神。
So we can see the first big difference is the one fear God, the other don't.
这就是一个真正得救人的特点，他对上帝心怀敬畏。
So this is the very, very key feature of a person being saved is because in his heart he fears God.
当他敬畏神，他就看到自己的本相，我所受的与我所做的相称，我就是一个罪犯。
And when he fears God.Then he come to understand himself. Is that what I deserve the punishment I have because I am a sinner, I'm a criminal.
在我们看来，这里有一个谦卑的罪犯，这里有一个骄傲的罪犯。
In our side, there's a humble criminal. This is another pride criminal.
其实这个谦卑的罪犯没有什么了不起，他只是承认自己的本相而已。
Actually, he didn't do anything. He just acknowledged who he is.
而那个骄傲的罪犯，他只是不知道自己的本相，或者好像不知道自己本相一样。
And the pride criminal basically refused to know himself, or he pretend he don't know him who he is.
最遗憾的是，你都要死了，你还不怕神吗？
And the very pity is that you are facing death, and you are even not fear God.
其实这句话可以对我们每一个人说。
And actually, this question can ask to every one of us.
无论你是什么年纪
，No matter what age you are,
我们都在走向死亡。
We are all walk towards the death.
有人跑得快一点
，Someone run fast.
有人跑得慢一点
，Some are slow.
跑得慢的不一定真正的慢。
And the slow one may not necessarily be slow.
跑得快的，因为他可能他活很久。
If running fast, they may live longer.
但人生很快的。
But human life is short.
圣经说人生就像一声叹息。
And the Bible said our whole life is just like a sign.
就像早上的露水。
And it's just the water and the dew.
日头一出来就不见了。人生很快。
When the sun comes, it is vaporized. It's fast.
我们都要死了，我们还不怕神吗？
And we're all going to die. Are we not fear God?
今天我们来到神的殿中，我们真的有敬畏神吗？
So today we come to the presence of God, God's temple. Are we really fear God?
今天很多人怕自己的老板远远超过敬畏神。
Today, we a lot of people we fear our boss is much even much more than fear God.
今天很多很多人怕自己的先生或者怕自己的妻子，远远超过怕敬畏神。
Today, there's a lot of people we fear our husband or wife more than fear God.
今天更是很多的父母敬畏自己的孩子，怕自己的孩子远远超过敬畏神。
There's a lot of parents we fear our children more than fear God.
我们怕很多很多事情。
We fear a lot of things.
我们怕没有钱。
We fear that there's a lack of money.
怕别人看不起。
We fear that other people look down on us.
但是我们唯独不敬畏神。
But only things we don't fear is God.
唯独不怕神。
We don't fear God.
这个强盗说。你都要死了，你还不怕神吗
？And the thief said to another thief, "Said you're going to die."
所以这是第一个不同，一个敬畏神，一个藐视神。
So that's the first difference. One fears God, the other not, despise God.
第二个不同，一个认识自己，就是我所受的跟我所做的相称。这是这个认罪悔改的强盗，他承认自己是罪人。他了解自己的本相。
The second difference is that one who confesses sin and he acknowledges sin, he knows himself who he is.
但是另外一个骄傲狂妄的罪犯好像不认识自己一样。
But the other one is just like don't know who he is.
所以一个真正敬畏神的人，他可以开始认识自己。
So a person who truly fears God.He can come to start to know who he is.
他也开始认识耶稣。
He start to know who Jesus is.
他开始看到一切的真相。
And he can see the truth.
他才有在人看来好像是谦卑。
And then he has this humble that appearance.
但是事实上，他只不过只是认清自己而已。
And in fact, he just.Know himself.
但对于一个不敬畏神、不敬畏神的人来说，他活在他的盲目当中。
So for a person who do not fear God, he just live into his blindness.
他不认识自己。
He don't know himself.
他不认识身边的耶稣。
He don't know the Jesus that beside him.
他嘲笑他身边的救主。
He laugh at this savior.
有人说这个得救的强盗，因为他够幸运。
And some say that this The thief being saved is very lucky.
但是不是因为他够幸运。
But it's not because he's lucky.
因为那个灭亡的强盗，他也有机会啊，他也得到这样的机会啊。
The thief on the other side has the same opportunity.
他也得到同样的幸运呢。
He has the same lucky if you want to talk about.
耶稣就在他身边。
Jesus was beside him.
但他不认识。
But he don't know.
我在15年前，我经历一件事情，对我的这个信心的成长有非常大的帮助。
15 years ago, I was experiencing one thing. I think that thing gave me a great help in my faith.
15年前呢，我去到香港参加一个国际的一个基督教福音大会。
And 15 years ago, I went to Hong Kong and participated in international Christian conference.
我作为一个所谓的家庭教会带领者去到那个大会当中。
I was come to that conference as a house church from mainland China.
然后呢，大会为我们每一个人来参加会的人都订了酒店的房间。
Everyone actually the conference actually reserved all those hotels for each participant.
然后到那个酒店的时候，我看见这个门口就站着一个60多岁的一个老人家在那里。
And when we come to the hotel, I see about a person like 60 years old stand there.
满脸皱纹，黝黑的皮肤。
It's a very lot of wrinkling on his face, and it's a pretty dark face.
然后头上裹着这个厚厚的头巾，当时香港很热很热的。
And it has wrapped the cloth on his head. It's very hot in Hong Kong at that time.
然后我想啊，这可能是个印度人或者是菲律宾人在这里做门童。
I thought he's just a usher of a, like an Indian or Philippine or someone. He's an usher.
然后他看我走过去了，他很谦恭的过来，就是先生，请问你是冯涛先生吗
？And when he saw me come, he said, "Ask, hey, are you Mr. 冯涛？"
他说我就说我是他说太好了终于等到你，然后把我的行李接过去，然后一直把我领到我的房间，把钥匙双手恭恭敬敬的递到我手上。
And so he said, "Oh, that's great. We're waiting for you." So he take me, lead me to my hotel, and show me the room, and hand me the room key with both his hand, very honorably.
然后我进了房间的门，我还在想这个老门童。
And when I entered my hotel room, I was thinking about this man, which I think is an usher.
然后我想真的蛮多印度人菲律宾人在香港做佣人的哈。
And I said, oh, there's a lot of Indian or Philippine, they do those type of job.
但是我说这么老了还在做门童，那这真的是蛮惨的。
I said, well, those people that of age still kind of do this job. It's a little pity.
后来第二天我们开会的时候哈，来到这个大会场，当时会场很大，有好几百人，就来自世界各地的所谓的教会领袖或者是一些福音机构，很大的福音机构的一些代表。
So next day we have the conference. There's like hundreds peoples from all over the world and the leaders of church or organizations.
然后主持人祷告完结束之后，他就给我们介绍，现在请我们大会的主席来给我们来布道。
Then, after the person who lead the worship and closing everything, then they said, "This is now. It's the time. Is the chairman of this conference to preach?"
然后一个老人站到了主席台上，站到了这个麦克风后面。
Then this old man come to the stage and stand behind the microphone.
大家猜那个老人是谁
？And you can guess who that person is.
就是那个门童。
And is the one I think is the usher.
当我看到那个老人，我感到自己羞愧的无地自容。
And when I saw this, I was so ashamed. I just couldn't want to find a place to hide myself.
恨不得地上有个洞，我钻进去哈。我说自己是基督徒。
And I think myself a Christian.
我还在带领一个教会。
And I'm leading a church.
我作为一个所谓的教会的带领者去到这样的大会当中。
And as a leader of church, I come to that conference.
在那一瞬间我知道。
But at this moment, I know.
我根本不认识神。
I don't know God.
我根本不认识我自己。
I don't know myself.
我那么多年的信仰，那么多年在教会的服事，自己觉得自己，哇，好属灵哦，好有恩赐哦。
And I was thinking about so many years I lead the church and work in the church. I think of myself as so spiritual.
我在上帝的眼中，我其实是一个陌生人。
And I'm in God's sight. I'm just a strange.
我不是真正的认识上帝。十五年前哈，十五年前。
Truly not God. It's 15 years ago.
耶稣的门徒来在耶稣面前，他们彼此争论谁为大。
When Jesus, the disciples come to Jesus in front of Jesus, they argue who should be the greatest.
耶稣说：“你们要伟大，你们先做众人的仆人。”
And Jesus says, "If you want to be the greatest, become the servant of everybody."
做隐藏的仆人。
And become a servant that can hide yourself.
做沉默的仆人。
And become a servant that be silent.
你不要想做人上人。
And don't want to become a people of among all the people, above all the people.
你成为众人之下。
And become
你服侍所有的
人。Under everybody, serve everybody.
那件事情跟我触动很大。
And that things actually have a great impression upon me.
其实我有一个非常宝贵的机会，我非常有幸跟着非常忠心的基督徒，在上帝的眼中他可能是圣徒，我非常有幸跟他有一段相聚的时光。
But I think I'm very honored I should have a good great time with this great servant of God.
但是由于我的无知，由于我的骄傲狂妄盲目，
But because of my ignorance, because of a pride, because of my arrogance,
我差一点错过这样的机会。
And I almost lost that opportunity.
那个骄傲的罪犯就是这样。
And this pride criminal on the cross is like this.
耶稣就在他身边。
Jesus was by his side.
没有几个人有这样的机会。
No one, not many people have this type of opportunities.
他只要说一句话，他就得救了。
If he just say one sentence, he was saved.
他错过了。
He missed it.
是上帝抛弃了他吗
？Is God gave up himself?
是他抛弃了上帝。
Because he cast God away.
他不敬畏神。
Because he don't fear God.
一个不敬畏神的人。一定就是一个骄傲和狂妄，不认识自己的人。
A person do not fear God, that it must be a person that he don't know himself.
一个骄傲狂妄、不认识自己的人，他一定也不敬畏神。
A person who pride and arrogant, and he will not honor God and fear God either.
他也不认识神。你都要死了，你还不怕神吗
？And the question is, you're facing death, you're not even fear God?
我们看见这两个强盗有很大的不同。
I will see these two thieves. There's a quite different.
一个敬畏神，一个藐视神。
One fear God, the other actually despise God.
一个认识自己，一个不认识自己。
One know himself who he is, the other one don't know who he is.
一个认识耶稣，一个不认识耶稣。
One know Jesus, the other don't know Jesus.
我们看这个得救的这个强盗，他的信心。
So we.Also, let's see this. The thief was saved. Let's look at his faith.
他信耶稣，他没有看到任何的神迹。
And he believed in Jesus Christ, but he didn't see any sign that Jesus performed.
他看见是一个跟自己一样钉在十字架上要死的人。
And what he saw is actually similar to him. It was crucified on a cross. It's going to die.
但他信耶稣。
But he trusts. He believed in Jesus.
他信耶稣是万王之王。
He believes is the King of Kings.
他信耶稣的国要降临。
He believes his kingdom will come.
他信耶稣是神的儿子。
He believes he is the Son of God.
他没有看见耶稣行任何的神迹，他没有听到耶稣讲任何所谓智慧的话。
And he didn't see Jesus perform all the miracles, and he didn't hear any Jesus teaching either.
他就信。
But he believed.
所以在哥尼多前书一章二十二到二十三节，我们大家一起读一下。哥尼多前书一章二十二到二十三节。
So I want us to read the First Corinthians chapter one, verse 22 to 23.
二十二节起，犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。今天很多很多。所谓的基督徒，他的信心建立在我要看神迹，我要看耶稣为我做事的基础上。
Today there's a lot of so-called Christian. Their faith is built upon I want to see the miracle, I want to see the sign, I want to see Jesus do something for me.
其实这是当年的犹太人是这样的。
And this is what Jews was at that time.
今天还有很多很多所谓基督徒，他把圣经当作一个解密的书。
And today there's also Christian that treat the Bible like a secret book.
我要有特别的亮光，哇，特别的这个启示，别人都不知道，就是我知道，
want,
我好有知识，好有智慧。
I want to study the Bible with some kind of special revelation, and I want to see something that other people can see, so I kind of very wisdom and.Very wise, to me.
其实这都偏了。
But all those are actually is not right.
圣经的中心一件事情，人怎样得救呢？信靠耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
The central message of a whole Bible is that how people can be saved is believing Jesus Christ and His crucifixion.
耶稣基督被钉十字架，不是人所盼望看到的神迹。这是什么神迹呢
？When Jesus was crucified on the cross, it's not the miracle that people expect to see. What kind of miracle it is?
在世人看，这有什么智慧呢？这很愚拙呀。
In people's side, is there any wisdom there? It looks like foolish.
但这就是神的智慧。
But that's God's wisdom.
神就用这样的智慧来拯救那些相信的人。
And the Bible said God uses such a wisdom to save those who believe.
所以我们会看见这个得救的强盗，他的信心第一件事情，他不是信神迹，他不是求所谓的智慧，他就信耶稣，并他钉十字架。
So we can see that the thief being saved is not looking for a miracle. is not looking for wisdom, but he just believed that crucified Jesus, who is crucified.
他在最痛苦、最孤独的时候相信。
When is the most lonely time, most painful time, he trusted.
他在被钉在十字架上要死的时候，他相信。
And when he was crucified, is the time to death, he believed.
啊，今天很多的时候，我们什么时候相信？
Today, we think about ourselves. When do we believe?
I found a good job. 上帝啊，你听了我的祷告，我相信你。
And I find a good job. Oh God, you hear my prayers. So I believe you.
啊，我买到大房子了。哦，上帝啊，你听我祷告，我相信你。
Oh God, I got a good house. I purchased a good house. You hear my prayer. I believe you.
啊，我们得到我们想要的。啊，我们享受我们现在的生活，富足的生活。然后我们对上帝说，啊，我感谢你。
And we have a good life, we have a life I want, and we say to God, oh God, I believe you and I thank you.
但是如果生活中有一点点不如意的地方，不舒适的地方，我们就说，哎，上帝你在哪里？
But if in our life there's a very shred of discomfort or something, we complain, okay, God, where are you?
不去教会了。
And I don't come to church.
不去跟弟兄姊妹在一起来唱诗赞美神来敬拜神。
It's no longer a fellowship with Christian brothers and sisters.
上帝，我不信你了。
God, I don't believe you.
我信心软弱了。
My face is weak.
因为你让我有点不舒服
了。Because you make me uncomfortable.
这个强盗不是这样的。
And this thief is not like this.
最痛苦、最孤独的时候，他信。
Most lonely, painful time moment.
他是一个很孤独的人。
He's a very lonely person.
在那里我们要知道所有的人不是他旁边那个强盗在嘲笑耶稣，所有的人都在嘲笑耶稣。
Think about this. At that time, it's not only the thief. On the other side is laugh at Jesus Christ. And all the people in the crowd, they laughed at Jesus Christ.
我们看到这个强盗的谦卑，我们很少看到他的勇敢。
And we see this humbleness of this thief. We hardly see his brave.
所以一个谦卑的人可以是一个很勇敢的人。
So a person of a humble, it can be a very brave.
为什么会是这样呢？
Why is not? Why is it like this?
因为他的心里没有自己，他的心里只有耶稣。
Because in his heart, there's no himself, but only Jesus.
他谦卑地承认自己的罪。
He humbly acknowledges sin.
他与当时所有的人为敌。
And he actually became enemy of all the crowd.
他责备他身边的那个强盗。
He rebuked the other thief.
他如果跟着所有的人一样，他一起来藐视耶稣，所有人都是这样。
He may just like all other people at that time just despise Jesus.
但他不是。
But he's not.
没有第二个人，耶稣那个时候也没有讲什么，没有第二个人跟他同心，他一个人。指出那旁边那个强盗的罪，他一个人指出耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣就是王，他不管别人都在嘲笑。
Regardless what the other people said, what other people laugh at, he himself he pointed out the other side, other thief's problem, and he pointed out Jesus is the Son of God.
他承认自己的罪。
He acknowledged his sin. He confessed his sin.
今天很多人都说：“哎呀，我认罪，我认罪。”
And today a lot of people say, "I confess my sin."
但是我们的认罪跟这个强盗可能有点不一样。
But what we confess our sin is different from what this thief.
这个强盗说什么？说他自己罪有应得。
And this thief basically says, "My sin deserves this punishment."
啊，他得到了什么？他那个时候得到了被钉在十字架上死刑的判决，这是他得到的。
What he had at that time is the death sentence was to be crucified.
他的意思就是我该死。
And basically said, I'm deserved to die.
我该死，我的罪给我带来这样的后果和刑罚，我接受。
And he said, I'm deserved to death. My sin bring this consequence and this punishment. I accept it.
这是真正的认罪悔改。
And that's the true repentance.
所以大卫在他著名的悔改的诗。五十一篇第四节，大卫这样说。
So David in his very famous sin, a poem, he confesses sin. That's what David said here.
大卫说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。”
And David said, "Against you, you only that I sinned and done what evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and you justified when you judge."
上帝借着先知的口是怎样责备大卫呢？
And how God used the prophets to rebuke David.
上帝借着先知口对大卫说：“你犯了这个罪，你娶了别人的妻子为妻，从此刀剑不离开你的家。”
And do you know how that a prophet said to David? He said, "You commit this sin, you murdered that person, you married his wife, and from now on, the sword and the knife will never leave your house."
大卫说：“好的。”
And David said, "Okay."
大卫说：“我罪有应得。”
David said, "I'm deserving."
他说刀剑不离开我的家，我的孩子以后死于非命，但是我罪有应得。
And the knife and the sword will never leave my house. My children will died of those things. I'm deserving.
我接受这样罪的刑罚。
I accept this judgment of sin.
我接受罪给我带来的后果和痛苦。
I accept the consequence of that sin.
因为我罪有应得。
Because I'm deserving.
这是真正的认罪。
And this is the true confess of a sin.
今天很多人啊，我认罪，我认罪。
And today, a lot of people say we confess our sin.
啊，但是你如果指出他的罪，他很不高兴的。
But if you really truly point his sin, he's not very happy.
啊，但是如果因为他的罪，他会承担一些后果，他觉得很委屈。
And if because of a sin, he has to bear some consequences, he feels very sorry about that.
所以那个罪犯，他说我该死。
And but that thief said, "I'm deserve to die."
但是他最后去到乐园里。
But in the consequence, actually went to the paradise.
但他有这个态度。
But he has this attitude, actually.
这个态度是真正认罪的态度。
This attitude is the true attitude of confess.
当我们口里说认罪认罪，但是如果圣灵的光照到我们的心里，我们又不舒服了。
Well, if we speak in our mouths, said we confess our sin, but the Holy Spirit shed a light, reveal our sin in our heart, but we feel uncomfortable.
如果我们的罪给我们带来一些后果，我们又不满意了，我们又不接受了。
If the sin brings some consequence to us and we are not satisfied, we cannot accept it.
所以这个得救的信心，这个真正的认罪，让我们来看这个真正得救的强盗。
And so, if you want to see a true confess of sin and the face of a true confess of sin, let's look at this thief.
然后他真正认罪悔改之后，他勇敢地责备罪。
And the next thing is when he truly repented and he bravely rebuked the sin.
他责备罪不是说我比你好，我责备你，他不是这样的。
When he rebuked that sin, the other thief, he didn't present in the way say, "I'm better than you."
他说我也是罪人，我们不能，我们要敬畏神。
Basically what he said is, "I am a sinner, we are all sinners, we have to fear God."
这就是传福音。
And this is the preach of gospel.
以前廖爱华姊妹来到我们当中，分享的一句话我觉得非常好。
And I remember one time Sister Liao come to us and share a message with us, and she said one thing and I feel very good.
他说传福音就是一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐哪里有吃的。
And he said, "Preach the gospel is just like one bag tell another bag where you can find the food."
我也是乞丐。
And I'm a beggar.
我也是罪人。
I'm a sinner.
但是我蒙恩了。
And I was have the grace.
我巴不得跟我一样的乞丐，跟我一样的罪人也能蒙这样的恩典。
And I so much wanted that people like me, sinner, have the same grace.
马丁路德讲过更好的一句话。
Martin Luther said another way.
伟大的宗教改革家。
So of course the reformer of a.
把偏离正道的教会要拉回到正道上来。
It will take the church straight away from the right path and put it back to the right path.
当马丁路德临死的时候，他临终的时候，他讲了最后一句话。
When Martin Luther in the moment of a.End of his life when he at the death bed.
他说我们都是乞丐，他说这是真的。
He said, "We are all beggars. This is true."
我们都是乞丐，这是真的。
We are all beggars. This is true.
伟大的马丁路德。
The great Martin Luther.
他最后临死的时候。 留给世界的是这样一句话。
At the time of death, what he left to this world is like this.
然后我们会看见这个认罪悔改的乞丐。
And then we can see this thief that who confesses sin.
他认自己的罪。
And he acknowledges, he confesses sin.
他就像光一样，他照出别人的黑暗。
And when he confesses sin, he just like a light, and he shows on the darkness of other people.
他也成为有味道的盐，他有自己的味道。
And now he become a light, and he become a salt, has the flavor of the salt.
然后他爱耶稣。
And then he loved Jesus.
他看见有人藐视耶稣。
When he saw other people despise Jesus,
他心里痛苦。
His pain in his heart.
他爱耶稣。
He loved Jesus.
他要维护这一个他所爱的耶稣。
You want to protect or you want to defend this Jesus he loves.
一个真正认罪悔改重生得救的人爱耶稣。
A person who truly confesses sin and born again, he loves Jesus.
然后他盼望耶稣的国。
And he looking for the kingdom of Jesus.
他有真正的信心。
He has the true faith.
希伯来书十一章一节告诉我们，信心是什么呢
？And the book of Hebrew, chapter 11 told us what is the faith.
他说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He said, "Now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen."
信心不是追求这个地上的东西，眼前的东西。
And the faith is not pursue the things on earth and the things are in front of our eyes.
在希伯来书十一章隶属圣经所记载的信心的伟人，然后对他们的信心做出一个总结。
And in the book of Hebrew, actually listed all the people of faith, testimony of the faith, witness of a faith, and they made a conclusion.
我们大家一起来读一下希伯来书十一章十六节。
We can read that together, chapter 11, verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。这是真正对上帝的信心。
That's a true faith to God.
盼望永恒的家乡。
Looking for desire for better country.
盼望神的国。
Desire for the kingdom of God.
上帝说这样的一群人。我做他们的上帝，他们叫我是上帝，叫我为他们的父。上帝说，我不觉得羞耻。
And God said, "This group of people, they call me God. I'm not ashamed."
从另外一个角度，一个人不盼望永恒，不盼望耶稣的国。
From another point of view, if a person not looking for eternity and not desire for the kingdom of Jesus,
他在上帝那里所盼望的一切都是今生的利益、地上的好处。
All he desired from God is all the benefit of this life and the benefit of this on earth.
这样的人也说，上帝啊，你是我的父，你是我的上帝。
If this person said, "Father, you are my God, you are my father."
上帝说，不要这样，不要这样。
And God probably said, "Don't be like this."
上帝会觉得很，我怎么有这样的孩子
？God probably said, "How can I have this type of children?"
这个认罪悔改的强盗。他盼望耶稣的国。
And this thief who confessed repentant, he desired for the kingdom of God.
他对这个世界再没有任何的指望了。
He don't have a hope in this earth anymore.
那个嘲笑耶稣的强盗就说：“你是神的儿子，你救我呀，让我留在这个世界上啊。
”And the other thief said, laughed at Jesus, "If you're the son of God, why don't you save me so I can live on this earth?"
但这个得救的强盗说：“你将来德国降临的时候，让我进你的国吧。
”But the other thief who repented, he said, "The day when your kingdom come, let me enter your kingdom."
这一个强盗在他生命的最后一个时刻，就这个认罪悔改的强盗，在生命最后一个时刻，他抓住最宝贵的耶稣。
So this thief who confessed repentance, that thief actually in the last moment of his life, he grabbed the most precious thing.And this universe, that is Jesus.
让我们全面的、仔细的来看圣经，我们会看见这两个强盗一开始其实都是一样的，他们都嘲笑耶稣。
If we look at this story, these two thieves actually in the beginning they're very, very much the same.
他们都嘲笑耶稣。
They all laugh at Jesus.
啊，左边一个强盗，右边他们都嘲笑耶稣。
And they all laugh at.
啊，在马太福音二十七章三十八到四十四节。
And Matthew 27:38-44, rather called that way.
啊，因为时间的关系啊，我们就直接来看到最后一节哈。那和他同定的强盗也是这样讥诮他。
And that says even the robbers who were crucified with him revealed him with the same thing.
所以这两个强盗一开始都笑耶稣的。
So both of them actually laugh at Jesus.
啊，这个原文是一个复数，与耶稣同定的这两个强盗都笑耶稣。
If you look at the English, you can see this is the plural, which means both of them.
但是我们看到过了一会儿之后，有一个强盗他认罪悔改，他不再讥笑耶稣了。
And we see after for a while that one of the robber or thief actually no longer laugh at Jesus.
所以一直到这个时刻，这两个强盗没有任何的差别。
So at this up to this moment, there's no difference.
但是有一件事情发生，两个强盗产生了根本性的差别。
But one thing happened.And caused a significant difference among these two thieves or these two robbers.
到底发生了什么？
What happened?
在路加福音二十三章三十三到三十四节，我们大家一起来读。好，三十三节起，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就拈阄分他的衣裳。耶稣所讲的这句话在马太福音没有提到，但在路加福音提到。
And when Jesus said this here, you see, it is didn't record in the book of Matthew, but recorded here.
接下来路加福音让我们看到这两个犯人就不一样了。
And then we can see Luke record start from that moment. These two thieves are no longer the same.
他们都听见，这两个强盗都听见耶稣在十字架上说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不晓得。”
Both of them hear what Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do."
有一个强盗，圣灵光照他。
And one of them, Holy Spirit, revealed in his heart.
他看见了他这一生从来没有见过的爱。
And he saw the love that he never ever seen in his life.
他听见了他这一生从来没有听到的爱的语言。
And he hear that his whole life never hear the voice of love.
然后他看到我是一个不堪不配的罪人。
And then he said, "I'm a sinner, worthless sinner."
我愿意这样有这么大的爱的耶稣，他可以纪念我这个卑微的罪人。
And I want this great, the Jesus with great love can remember me this humble sinner and criminal.
另外一个最后灭亡的强盗，他也听到这句话。
The other thief also hear that what Jesus said.
但是他心是刚硬的石头。
But his heart is just as hard as a stone.
他得到一样的机会，他听到耶稣讲一样的话，他没有看见神的爱。
He has the same opportunity, he had the same word from Jesus Christ, but he didn't have see the love of God.
这个最终得救的强盗，他看到耶稣的爱。
And the thief will be saved, he actually see the love of God.
他说我一辈子没见过这样的爱。
I said I never see this type of love.
我没见过这样的人。
I haven't seen this type of person.
这个世上没有这样的人。
No such a person in this world.
他一定是神的儿子。
He must be the son of God.
他一定是从神来的。
He must come from God.
他说的话一定是真的，他还会降
临。And what he said is must be true. He will come again.
所以我要紧紧地抓住他。
So I'll be tightly holding upon him.
我求他降临的时候，还知道，还纪念我这个卑微的罪人。
I beg him that when he come, second come, he can know me and remember me.
我最后我想请大家一起来听一首歌。
And finally, I want you to hear a song.
啊，我觉得这首歌很好的代表了这个强盗的心声。
And this song actually, I think, it's greatly represent this this thief's
我相信也代表了所有真正认罪悔改重生得救的基督徒的心声。
I think it also represents all those truly repentant and confess and be saved Christians' heart voice.
我们可以把这个前面这个灯关掉啊，然后第一排这个灯关掉啊。对，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，
and he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So I who believe in him shall not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，
Our Heavenly Father,
感谢你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you, give us Jesus Christ.
求你圣灵的光照到我们的心里。
May your Holy Spirit shine upon light into our heart.
让我们知道我们自己的本相。
So that now we know that who we are.
我们才能真正认识那十字架上的耶稣。
So that we can truly know that Jesus Christ who on cross.
我们才能知道那在十字架上彰显出来的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So we now have a great love that shown on the cross.
我们的阿爸父，你已经把耶稣赐给我们。
And Lord, Father, you have given us Jesus.
求你给我们宝贵的信心，让我们打开心门，让耶稣来到我们生命中作王。
So I ask you give us the precious face so we can open our heart and receive Jesus into our heart to become a king.
我们要在这世界上与你同行。
And then we want on this world, we want to walk with you.
因为与主同行，无论在哪里就是天堂。
And as long as we walk with God, wherever we are, whatever situation we are in heaven.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.